I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We have spoken daily, every day at this podium, about the real pain that Americans are experiencing because of the Democrat shutdown. We talked about the pain for our troops, for our federal workers, for American families. And this morning, we want to speak specifically about the millions of American families that are going to feel real hardship because of the SNAP benefits drying up. And we have no one less than the Secretary of the Department of Agriculture, who's in charge of that program, that will speak directly to that issue. But I want to begin first with just a word of sincere gratitude. Across this country, we've got millions of federal workers who have been showing up at the office every day without pay. This has drug on for a month now. Those federal workers have shown up for a month straight, not knowing when or if their next paycheck will be delivered. They're doing their jobs, and they're doing it valiantly, while the Senate Democrats simply refuse to do their job.
Speaker Mike Johnson on the Schumer shutdown, now day 31. I want to break this down in several parts. First of all, you heard Speaker Johnson say, in praise to the federal workers that are still doing their jobs. And part of that obviously involves FBI, anti-terrorism agents, and so forth. He did say today that they have arrested multiple people in Michigan plotting a violent attack for this Halloween weekend. They've been very closed about exactly what it involves. Sources are saying now that ISIS might be behind the planned attack this Halloween. Been watching it all day. There'll be more information obviously coming out tomorrow and certainly by Monday. And I'm going to spend some more time on it for you before we wrap up this hour on the plot that was apparently going to be a case of violence possibly inspired by ISIS on our own soil. And why and how would that happen? Thank you, Joe Biden, for opening our borders to anyone and everyone, unvetted, unchecked, to come in and set up whatever operations they wanted. Now, back to the other issue of the shutdown. We are in the 31st day. And yes, the SNAP program is key because as of today, those who rely on the SNAP program, the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, to feed their families, their kids, they don't have a dime in their account. There's none been put in. The card has not been reloaded. And it will not be reloaded until we get past this shutdown. And you could thank Chuck Schumer for that. Make no mistake about it. The Washington Post editorial board said the government should fund the Congress should fund the government for a full year. Otherwise, families could go hungry when these food stamp programs expire. Well, they're right about that. Folks can go hungry. Hopefully, it won't last long. And hopefully, with the blessings and help of churches and food groups that are coming forward that are collecting food, that they will help make up some of that. In fact, here at News Talk STL, we are helping create a food bank for families in need. You'll be hearing about that in more detail. The Post wrote, save the debate for another day about whether too many people qualify for food stamps. I would do that, except that if you didn't have a lot of people on the rolls that should not be getting them, there would still be money in the pot for those who now don't have anything. So you can't just walk away from that. You can deflect from it, as the Washington Post editorial board did. Save the day for that argument later. Let's deal with feeding the kids. I agree with that. But you'd never really want to have that discussion about who's on the food rolls that shouldn't be there. Illegals taking money intended for Americans. And again, even if they're an illegal child or an illegal at all, I do not want them to starve to death in our nation. But when they're sucking off the government teat, taking money from programs intended to help Americans, I have a big issue. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA, October 31, 2025. In case you missed the first hour, you missed today's story behind the story, dealing with a man who killed Halloween. You can pull it up later as a podcast at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. And we stream all of our programs. You can watch the program through Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter, and Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. And reminding you, with Larry Connors USA, you are always going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. We make sure of it. And later in this hour, Zohran Mamdani, who might well Tuesday win the New York City mayoral election, does a sit-down interview with Anderson Cottonmouth Cooper with CNNNN. And this guy is slick. He is slick, slicker than he used to refer to with Slick Willie Clinton. That'll be coming up a little bit later. And among those that are being hurt right now will be you, even if you have food for your family. Are you or relatives planning a trip for Thanksgiving to go see grandma or bring her to you? You need air traffic controllers. Well, we have air traffic controllers who have been showing up, but others have been calling in, quote, sick. They're not getting paid. 8,000 flights were canceled or delayed yesterday. It's not going to get any better at this point.
The biggest way to ensure the safety, security, and reliability of our national air traffic control system is to pass a clean continuing resolution.
We are concerned that when our brothers and sisters in TSA and air traffic control are not receiving paychecks, that they're distracted and that they erode on the margin of safety that we rely on to go out and operate our aircraft and do our job safely as well.
Every day that they go to work, they have not only the weight of one of the most high consequence jobs in the entire world, now they're feeling, how do I pay for my gas? How do I put food on the table?
No one should have to work without being paid. Congress owes it to the American people to get this thing done, get a clean CR done, and get the government back open.
Everyone knows, the Vice President, Congress, is that this shutdown needs to end now. It has to happen now. These guys need to convene, say yes to that clean CR, get this thing back on track, and again, restore that confidence in the American public as we go into these very busy holiday seasons.
Those are representatives of the air traffic controllers and pilot associations. They know how dangerous the skies can get if air traffic control gets overloaded. It will also mean you're going to have to reduce flights, maybe cut the flight you were planning on having. Vice President Vance says, what we have here is not just a failure to communicate. We have the left holding the rest of the nation hostage.
Here is our very simple proposal to the Democrats. Let's sit down and come to a compromise and work it out. And you know what the Democrats' response to that is? Give us everything we want or we're going to shut down the government and keep it shut down. That is not reasonable behavior. That's not how you do compromise in this town. That is the way that the Democrats have operated. They are trying to take a hostage, and we can't reward that behavior.
No, we cannot, but I will tell you this. The Hill, which is a left-leaning publication, here's their lead sentence. House Republicans are growing anxious about how they're going to make up for lost time after Speaker Johnson moves to keep the House out of session for more than a month during the government shutdown. So they want to put some of the blame on Johnson. You know why it's shut down right now? Because employees are not being paid. But inside the House, Democrat Congresswoman Oregon Janelle Bynum's says the real issue is the Republicans are trying to make us swallow a poison pill, but I'm going to tell you, when that question gets raised for her, she suddenly, what pill?
Put a bill on the table, make sure it's very pure and clean, as they like to say, and it doesn't have a whole lot of fluff in it. I'm not here for games. I just want to make sure kids get fed.
They did have a clean CR vote on September 19th in the House. Did you vote for it?
I disagree with your characterization and want to make sure that we're very clear about what Republicans have been doing. Any bill that they've put forth, they've always had some extra stuff to it. There's always been a poison pill to it. Mm. So I disagree with your characterization. Mm.
What were the poison pills of the clean CR or the continuing resolution, you say it's not clean, that was voted on in the House in mid-September?
Here's what's important. I think what you're trying to do is shift the responsibility to Democrats.
Right. And here's what's important, Congresswoman. You're trying to shift away from that question about, well, what are the poison pills you're talking about? What are the things you're saying that would be so bad for America that the Republicans put in? It's the same exact bill you guys, and that it would include Schumer, voted for back in March. Where's the poison pill? I disagree with your characterization, and you just have to understand what's happening. We do understand what's happening. You're holding Americans hostage. Speaker Mike Johnson.
They are the ones that have voted now between the House and the Senate 14 times to close the government and impose all this pain on the American people. It's the Republicans who have voted over and over to keep the government open. I think there is a break coming. I think the dynamic will change. I certainly hope so. We pray that's true, that the Democrats will be able to continue to feel the pressure from the American people, from all these voices, even in the moderate and center left, like the unions, who are saying, please do the right thing. Stop playing games. You're hurting real Americans, and break that impasse. We're appealing to whatever moderate and centrist Democrats are left in the Senate to do the right thing, put the politics aside, do the right thing for the people so we can get about our work here again and get the government open.
They're thinking that come the midterm elections next year, you're going to still blame the Republicans for what's happening. We're past them playing that game and getting away with it. More and more Americans are aware of exactly what's happening. Speaker Johnson pointed out how many times we voted for it, and they reject it over and over. In the meantime, President Trump is calling on Senate Republicans to initiate the nuclear option. By the nuclear option, he's talking about use your, quote, Trump card. Get rid of the filibuster. Get rid of it now so you don't need those 60 votes. You can pass it without it. He said, now we are in power. And if we did what we should be doing, it would immediately end this ridiculous country-destroying shutdown. And he added, if Democrats ever come back into power, it'd be made easier for them if Republicans are not using the great strength available to us by ending the filibuster. But the Democrats would exercise it. And they would use it against you. They would weaponize it against you. Why are the Democrats going to do it? Because they know that will work. Why are Republicans not stepping forward to it? Too many of them, including Chuck Schumer, are afraid of the far, far left. Afraid of all the political capital that they would lose. In the meantime, the agents for ICE that are still at work and FBI agents, they're carrying out numerous raids, rounding up illegals. The White House spokesman Stephen Miller makes it clear, don't mess with our agents.
Well, we need to reassure a couple points. To all ICE officers, you have federal immunity in the conduct of your duties. And anybody who lays a hand on you or tries to stop you or tries to obstruct you is committing a felony. You have immunity to perform your duties, and no one, no city official, no state official, no illegal alien, no leftist agitator or domestic insurrectionist can prevent you from fulfilling your legal obligations and duties. And the Department of Justice has made clear that if officials cross that line into obstruction, into criminal conspiracy against the United States or against ICE officers, then they will face justice.
And you know where Governor Pritzker is on his concern right now? He's worried that ICE might disrupt Halloween. Oh, I see. maybe what you should do for your Halloween costume, and this is going to be judged by some I know as racist, so be it. Wear a serape and a sombrero going around with your trick-or-treat bag. Send your kids out like that, see if they're grabbed up by ICE. Because Pritzker is basically saying they're going to be out there looking for illegal aliens going through the neighborhoods. Well, again, White House spokesman Stephen Miller.
Well, I mean, he's a fool and he's a moron, but also, most importantly, he hates America. And let's just be honest about it. You can't love your country and then fight President Trump to keep murderers murdering. Just think about that for a second. President Trump is saying, let us work with you, with the FBI, with ICE, with ATF, with DEA, with the National Guard, to stop the murdering in your city. And Pritzker is saying he wants to protect the murderers, the people that are shooting dozens and dozens of people every single week. Chicago is more dangerous than Baghdad. It's more dangerous than Mexico City. So shame on Pritzker, and God bless President Trump for fighting for the citizens of this country.
And keep in mind, by killing Americans, they may not be using a gun, a knife, or their hands. They could be drugs or cars. Case in point, here we are, October 31. Well, let's go back a few days. October 24, a 34-year-old illegal alien driving a van just days ago, crossing the center lane, striking a car, killing the 72-year-old man and his 66-year-old wife instantly. The man was a Republican elected official who served on a county board. Their obituary reads in part, they were a team in every sense. Together they lived their lives with strong values, unwavering love for family, a deep dedication to their hometown. Governor Pritzker, their blood is on your hands. And there will be more, and there is a lot more to add to it. And do you see Pritzker changing his tune? Maybe looking for a way to realize this is the wrong way? No, they are doubling down. Coming up, Mondami, claiming that maybe the IDF is helping New York City police. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington, always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. vincentsjewelers.com. vincentsjewelers.com. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
There's no place to hide down here. No place to hide down here. Went to the rock, got on my knees. I heard the angels weep for me. No place to hide down here.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
You would not allow the New York Police Department to engage or to cooperate with ICE or DHS?
Not in civil immigration enforcement. We have sanctuary city laws where we've been very, very clear that for a set of serious crimes, there is coordination with the federal administration. But anything beyond that, I think 172 the crimes that are listed, that is something for the NYPD to focus on purely right here in New York City.
Leading Republicans are trying to make you, in some ways, the new face of the Democratic Party. I'm sure you heard what Speaker Mike Johnson said. He essentially blamed you, at least indirectly, for the ongoing government shutdown. I just want to play what he said.
They're worried about the radical left base that is rising in the Democrat Party, and some of the leading politicians here, including the two New Yorkers who run both chambers, Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer, are afraid they're going to get a challenge from a Mamdani-like candidate. And so they have to show a fight, and that's what this is about. The only reason they did it right now is because they're afraid of the rise of the far-left Marxists in their party, and they have to show them that they're going to fight. And real people are hurting during this political game, this showmanship.
Do you believe national Democrats are afraid of you and Schumer has not endorsed you?
I believe the national Democrats are holding the line right now to actually call the question on the Trump administration, which ran a presidential campaign on the premise of cheaper groceries and is now using the power that they won to make it even harder to afford those groceries. And to hear someone try and pin this on me when what we've actually seen is that Americans just want their health care. They just want to be able to afford their groceries, their day-to-day lives. It shows how out of touch the Republican Party is.
And how out of touch is Mondani with New York voters? The polls are changing. I give credit to Anderson Cooper raising that question, but you don't have the support of Schumer. You got Hakeem Jeffries, you got Governor Hochul, but you don't have Schumer weighing in. Schumer is, I'm too busy right now. I can't answer that question. But Mondami wants to turn around saying, well, they're holding the line on keeping Trump in check. And again, he's insisting that ICE is not part of our New York Police Department. And Cooper then asked, so you would not allow the New York Police Department to engage or to cooperate with ICE or DHS, Department of Homeland Security? That should be a given, yes. But his response, no, not in civil immigration enforcement. We have sanctuary city laws where we made it very clear that for a set of serious crimes, there is coordination with the federal administration. But anything beyond that, I think 172 crimes are listed. That is something for the NYPD to focus on right here in New York City. You do know if you're an illegal in New York City and they are going to arrest you for one of these crimes, you can claim, I'm an illegal immigrant. Oh, okay, maybe we shouldn't touch you. We'll see if ICE comes after you. There's another part of the interview where Mondami had made a statement a couple of years ago. And he said, I think that for anyone to care about some of these issues, we have to be hyper-local. We have to make it clear that when the boot of the NYPD is on your neck, it's been laced by the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces. He said, we have to take or make not specifically that example all the time, but just to say that for the working class people who have very little time, so many stresses, who are under so many pressures, there isn't that much time for symbolism. We have to make it materially connected to their life. Cooper then asked, now what does that mean? You said that 2 years. What does that mean that the boots of the NYPD have been laced up by the Israeli Defense Forces? Here we go.
What does that mean that the boots of the NYPD have been laced by the IDF?
It was a reference to training exercises that have taken place between the NYPD and the IDF. And I've spoken again.
So do you still believe that the NYPD is basically working in hand in glove with the IDF?
No, what I've made very clear is those are training exercises that were of concern to me. And what my focus is on working with the NYPD to actually deliver public safety for New Yorkers across the five boroughs. And I've made the decision to retain Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch because of her record in being able to deliver that safety, reducing crime across the five boroughs.
That's new. You know, previously you wouldn't say that you wanted to retain her. You were saying point blank. I mean, she's helpful. She's done a remarkable job, it seems, lowering crime rates.
And what I've said throughout the course of the campaign, I think since April, was that I would consider it because I think these decisions are very important. They're ones that you have to actually take your time with.
I appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Real pleasure.
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Pleasure. You know why the IDF might have been involved with the New York police during that time 2 years ago? Because of the Jew hatred, the anti-Semitism that was rampant throughout New York and New York universities. And they may well have had IDF members in to help identify some of these. I told you the point shift is moving a little bit. I'm looking at some of the latest surveys. At one point, Mondani was showing a 25-point lead over Cuomo, who's running as an independent, 50% to 20%. That was just released yesterday morning, the Emerson College study. And in that one, 21% of supporters Black Sliwa, obviously splitting the Mondani vote with Cuomo, the Emerson College poll just last month showed Mondani's support increasing 7 points to 50. And then you get into another issue here on these surveys. Mondami's support jumped from 50% to 71% among Black voters. What is he offering Black voters that they would jump in and say, we're with you? Well, free bus fare, lowered rent, controlled rent, grocery stores. Now, here's an interesting endorsement Mondami has picked up. The United Bodegas of America. You know what the bodega is? You don't see them a lot in many areas outside major metropolitan areas. They're just small little shops, very small shops. Might be posing as a drugstore or a food store or anything, a bodega, just where you go in and grab something you need. The United Bodegas of America just endorsed Mondami, despite concern that his plan to open city-run grocery stores could put all of them out of business. Mondami says, oh, there's room for all of you. Those bodega owners that buy into that and are supporting it, they're going to find out, no, there's not. Why would anybody come spend money with you if they can go into a grocery store run by the state or city, I should say? Newsweek raises a very interesting question, or actually kind of making it a fact. Zohran Mandani's chances of winning a landslide in the New York election. He is the front runner and continues to be. So they're saying One betting platform shows that Mondami currently has a 44% chance of winning 50 to 60% of the vote. If that happens, he could be in store for a landslide victory against former New York Governor Cuomo. Polls also show that while a double-digit victory is in the cards for Mondami, it might not be a landslide. Why would that matter? Well, according to Newsweek magazine in doing this story, the New York City mayoral race has drawn national attention. Yeah, it has. As voters prepare to choose a leader who will set the city's direction on various key issues, housing affordability, public safety, relations with the president and the Democrat establishment. And that doesn't even get into dealing with illegals that are committing crimes across your city. And you're making sure that your police department does nothing to help them. Mondami is offering everything. You get cake, you get ice cream, and we give you a candle to blow out. He's offering a platform of rent freezes, publicly owned grocery stores, and all of that's picking up with those like AOC and independent Senator Bernie Sanders, saying this guy is our main representative of the city's progressive movement, and of course for the progressive movement of those on the left, the far, far left. You would not think you could get farther left than AOC and Bernie Sanders. Mondami is doing it, and he's doing it by appealing to various Muslim radicals in the various mosques around New York. They're not all radicalized, but there are many cases where they are. And he's looking for an opportunity to build off of that and gain even more momentum. In the meantime, what kind of terrorist threat did our FBI help avoid today? And what about a major, major drug bust that took place in Pennsylvania? Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
We welcome Tom Shaw Realtors, selling, buying, leasing property all over Missouri, almost 100 years. Call Tom, 314-283-5064, shawrealtors.com. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service. I just checked the events planned at Lit Cigar Lounge, so I'm planning a lot of time there. Top-of-the-line cigars, premium whiskey. Check out litstl.com and join me. Hey, and if we get hungry, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, just a few doors down. We can order from the menu, be at our table within minutes. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley and Lit Cigar Lounge, litstl.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Well, they used to make a living off of bathtub gin. When the hippie showed up, weed was in. Well, they profit off of weakness and they always have. Now, man.
is a recipe for cold hard cash.
Something's cooking and it just ain't right. Hell's Kitchen gonna burn tonight.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Tonight, dozens have been indicted in the alleged drug ring, and authorities say the alleged drug enterprise on Weymouth Street was ran like a business.
The FBI is carrying out this raid in Kensington.
Tonight, dozens have been indicted in an alleged drug ring stretching from Kensington to Puerto Rico.
The FBI and DEA have just delivered one of the largest drug trafficking crackdowns in Philadelphia's history. In a single coordinated morning, federal agents swept through the Kensington neighborhood and dismantled what prosecutors call the Weymouth Street Drug Trafficking Organization, a violent network that controlled open-air drug corners for nearly 10 years. 33 defendants were indicted on federal charges, marking the biggest narcotics conspiracy case filed in the Eastern District of Pennsylvania this century. The operation stunned even veteran investigators because of how deep the group had rooted itself inside a single neighborhood.
And some neighborhoods never are aware of that, but those that live in the midst of it, you live there and you're trying to send your child off to school, you're hoping they're not going to be accosted by a drug dealer or a pimp or a prostitute on the way, you hope they're not going to be mugged or killed. There are families living in those parts of those areas. But this drug ring has been able to grow and grow and operate basically in the open. Are the cops always looking the wrong way? Some might be. Some also recognize what good is it going to do? I bust them. They're right back out on the corner next week or the next day or hour. Pennsylvania is a blue state. Philadelphia, a blue city, sanctuary, mind you. So those folks are not getting law and order. I feel for them. They want to live a good life. They want to live an American life. But they're surrounded by drug dealers and everything else that comes with them. Well, this raid today was a major bust, a major crackdown. But they also know there's still more work to be done. And as the agents move through from that corner to another corner, they're looking for more suspects.
Officials say this takedown is not just about arrests. It's about restoring control to a part of the city that had been living under criminal rule.
And so today is a culmination of a deliberate, patient, and highly coordinated investigation into a violent criminal enterprise operating in and around Weymouth Street in Kensington.
The Weymouth DTO, they explained, ran like a corporation with strict schedules, armed security, and coded communication. Its members sold fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, and crack on street corners 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Every transaction was tracked, every block taxed, and every rival met with violence. When the indictment was unsealed, agents revealed that the network's profits reached millions of dollars, fueled by addiction and protected by intimidation.
That's right. A lot of folks that might have come forward, they were afraid. Snitches get stitches or a grave. They're seeing it, they just have to ignore it. And from experience, often in cases like that where it's that rampant and that visible, I hate to say it, but I know my fellow officers in blue that would agree with me, friends that are in blue, some of the officers are on the take. They're taking advantage of it, turning their back on their shield and their duty to serve and protect. And they're jeopardizing other officers who are trying to do their job. I'd mentioned earlier that FBI Director Kash Patel has said, clearly we have arrested multiple people in Michigan planning a violent attack over this Halloween weekend. No great details coming out. Probably still trying to put some final pieces together, but he has indicated it's ISIS-inspired, and maybe ISIS-backed. What is ISIS doing in our country? How do they get here? Thank you, Joe Biden, for opening the border. With all these folks came through, unvetted, unchecked, many of them young men, perfect for coming in and setting up various cells, sometimes bringing, quote, a family with them or children, but basically trafficking women and children in as part of their disguise to come across the border. Patel is still holding back a lot of the information. And he says there is no further threat to the community at this point. Dearborn, Michigan, one of those targets. Dearborn is a basic home base for a lot of the Muslims in that area. That does not mean every Muslim is involved in any terrorist activity. But just like Hamas was hiding in the midst of Palestinians in Gaza, jihadists are hiding in the midst of Muslims who live in Dearborn, Michigan. And they get additional protection from them at the same time. In the meantime, we continue to see ICE crack down on illegal aliens who had driver's licenses they never should have got. Since May, the Department of Secretary of Transportation says we have found 7,200 semi-truck drivers we'd taken off the roadway because they could not speak or understand English enough to operate a big rig. So they're off the highways. Where do they get a license to do that? Sanctuary City, state I should say, of California, and maybe New York as well. You already know one tragedy an illegal driver is responsible for, and that is making a U-turn in the middle of a highway, killing three people. He could clearly say, I didn't know, because he did not know the laws nor the language, could barely recognize road signs when they gave him the license. Why would they do that? Well, because they want, one, votes. If you get a commercial driver's license or driver's licenses at any point, that may give you an opportunity to vote the next time. Do you think the state of California will come forward to those three killed in Florida by that truck driver and make some kind of half-hearted even gesture of apology and compensation? And how much would it take to compensate you for the loss of a loved one when our own government or members inside this government allowed it to happen to begin with? And just yesterday, the Department of Homeland Security announced that, again, with ICE and its help with the Indiana State Police, they have taken more than 145 illegal aliens driving semi-trucks off the highway just in Indiana, 145 as of yesterday. There are a lot of good truck drivers on the road. Even the best can make a mistake and fall asleep at the wheel or anything of that nature. But if you're getting this many illegals that are driving trucks up and down our highways, be very careful when you approach a truck or it's approaching you. Christy Noem issued a statement. In addition to what they did in Indiana, they said sanctuary policies like those they have also in Illinois do not recognize borders. ICE and the Indiana State Police have been arresting hundreds of illegal truck drivers who should not be on our highways. Shouldn't happen in Indiana, Illinois, or any of our states. No reason for those folks to be on the road. All right, here he comes. Now I'm going to see how far this is going to go. Are you listening? Are you listening? The Justice Department says it is now beginning to probe into whether BLM, Black Lives Matter, defrauded donors during the racial justice protest in 2020. They've issued subpoenas, served a search warrant. It's all part of the investigation into the BLM Global Network Foundation. If you recall, one of those who was a prime member of BLM when it formed, she got out shortly after all this stuff was going down. She had enough money that she bought at least six, maybe eight homes. She was down with the struggle and now out with the struggle, and she has plenty of money to go buy homes. Part of it, of course, linked to the deaths of George Floyd. Part of it linked to Mike Brown and Ferguson. But according to the Associated Press, it's not clear if this investigation will result in criminal charges. But the fact that it's even happening invites fresh scrutiny to a movement in recent years that faced criticism about a public accounting of donations it got. There were a lot of grifters inside BLM. They were not there about Black Lives Matter. And I would remind you, all lives matter. But they were there. What's in it for me? What can I get? If I go out and sell some BLM pens, $5 a pop, I can make a pretty tidy sum pretty fast. And if I can get government help, I'll get big dollars. That's what they've been doing. So now we're going to see exactly what the Justice Department's going to do about it. I fully expect Pam Bondi to lower the hammer with force. Erica Kirk, Charlie Kirk's widow, now serving as the CEO of Turning Point USA, was speaking to students at a Turning Point rally and wanting these students to understand what is really at stake.
The more that I am coming to grips with the permanency of this nightmare, the more that I'm starting to realize and witness that the enemy, he doesn't want you. He wants your territory. He wants your influence.
That's exactly right. And as she said, trying to deal with this nightmare that continues, that's the loss of Charlie. Every day that woman has to wake up and know her husband is dead. Killed on a university campus while simply taking questions and debating and having free speech with college students. And she's left to raise their child. But she's also trying to hold up the light that Charlie Kirk first turned on. And she's right. They're not going to be necessarily coming to take you, but they want your influence and your control. And there will be a lot of influencers across the internet that would jump on that and say, I'm willing to serve to denounce Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA. Riddle me this. Those of you who are watching on our live stream right now, you see this picture? There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 women. Is that right? No, you're wrong. They are featured in Glamour magazine, the UK version. They are featured as those five as part of 9 total. They're called dolls. They're not calling them women. But Glamour magazine filling its Women of the Year cover with dudes, not dolls, men. Everyone in this picture that I'm holding up here and on the UK version of Glamour magazine, they are men. They may or may not have had transsexual surgery, but they dress like a woman, they look like a woman, and they may be hiding something that might give them away that they're not a woman. This is the kind of filth being pushed in front of our children and for young adults who have no understanding of this world. So what did you learn this hour you didn't know before we began? As I tell you, every hour you're going to walk away with an education. And I also encourage you to remember our pledge, one nation under God.